Freaks to the front there. Song's so good, we gotta let it finish. BS Beats is up next. That was Freaks to the Front there. Always here every Saturday from 12 till 2. Fantastic stuff. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone out there, and happy Valentine's Day to Freaks to the Front. They've got a nice afternoon planned, and off they go. DJ Original Brew is walking in the door right now. How are you, darling?
Hi.
Yeah, I am DJ ESB. You're listening to ES Beats. We're with you for the next 2 hours. Maybe 2 hours and 5 minutes. We'll see. We'll see when we get through this music. Today is all vinyl again. It's brought to you by the letter H. And here we go.
Yeah, hard like a living. behind me now. They're behind me now. And there's nothing here that will not break down like you never did. The kids say, separate home, darling, please come home. I've cleaned out the fridge, wiped the counters off, put away my clothes. Do you remember every block, every minute of every walk we used to take? We were young so many years ago. And I think of all this time that we've wasted with all our fighting, and I cry. Just wanna die with the one I love beside me. Someday, you said, bed. Do you remember every block, every minute of every walk we used to take? We were young so many years ago. Oh God, I love my vices, but they've taken me to places that I never thought I'd go. And I am ready to be home. And I think of every spark, every whisper in the dark. Now it's time. Just wanna die with the one I love. Just wanna die with the one I love. Just wanna die with the one I love. Just wanna die with the one I love beside me. Oh.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, darling. How are you over there?
I'm doing well.
My headphones are really quiet. I can't hear what's going on.
There we go.
Now we go. Now I'm back in business.
On.
How's everybody doing out there? So, welcome back to ES Beats.
Yeah.
I was here last week solo.
Yes, I was not here.
Doing the letter G.
Yes. Q and I, another letter, we were in San Diego.
Did fun?
Yes, we had a lot of fun. We got our steps in. We walked a lot.
That's
awesome.
But
it was fun because we saw good schools. We saw friends at every school. And, yeah.
Yes, it looked like a great time.
Yeah.
I had a good time here, holding down the fort.
Of course.
Playing lots of music.
Yeah.
We are continuing our vinyl odyssey.
Alphabet.
Yeah, the odyssey of vinyl. It's our own personal collection. Everything you hear, we own. Bring it from home.
He may have picked up some last night.
I picked up two.
Yeah, three.
No, I picked up two for today. There was one that was...
For today.
Yeah, there's
yes,
another one that
true.
I got for when we get to the letter O. but today is the letter H, and I don't know if anyone could... well, probably not, but
no.
That last block of music was as H as it gets. It was as on theme as we're going to get today, because not only did every song begin
artist
with H...
Artist and song?
Not only did every song begin with H, every artist began with H, and the name of the album began with H.
Oh, jeez.
And it was all about love on Valentine's Day. So I managed to get all three in there and on theme for February 14th, and that's what you do when you're this amazing RadioValencia.fm DJ, like everyone else. We had Freaks to the Front before us from 12 till 2. Always fantastic show.
Always.
And before that, Banana Split. Love her stuff. She's on from 10 till noon every Saturday. Really check her out. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to her reruns on... I'm trying to think when I've been doing the reruns.
I don't remember. Is it Tuesdays?
Yeah, in the evening.
Yeah.
There was an evening.
I feel like we're eating or cooking. When
yeah, I was cooking when it was on. It was so good. Anyway, we are ES Beats. We're here every Saturday from 2 till 4.
Yes.
Going through our vinyl collection this year, and we've made it to the letter H.
Yes.
So we kick things off with Heart Like a Levee by His Golden Messenger off the 2016 album Heart Like a Levee. Then we had The Head and the Heart off their debut album The Head and the Heart from 2011 with their song Honey, Come Home. And then we had Huey Lewis and the News off their 1980 debut album, Huey Lewis and the News, with their song, Hearts. And that's right, everyone. It's the letter H.
It is. And fun fact, Huey Lewis and the News was a concert that DJ Grandma and DJ Mimi saw at the Mountain Winery together.
And I'm so depressed that I never got to see him live.
Way back in the day. Yes.
Because we had tickets to see him, and then he lost his hearing.
Yeah.
And he couldn't hit the notes anymore.
That's right.
Which growing up, he was my favorite.
Well, he's a Bay Area legend. I mean, the fact that he's a local, too.
Yeah, and if you look him up on YouTube and go to his live shows, I mean, there's no difference. They were great live, phenomenal live, a really tight band. But yeah, Mimi and Grandma did go see them.
Yeah.
And I did not. I was really bummed. Really bummed. So yeah, the letter H... We're going to be with you for the next 2 hours. Wherever you're listening from, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to jump around. There's going to be a lot of His Golden Messenger. There's going to be a lot of Huey Lewis in the News. There's going to be a lot of The Head and the Heart. But there's a lot of other stuff in between, including this next one. Phenomenal, phenomenal. Donny Hathaway from his album Everything is Everything.
Oh.
And we're playing his hit single off the album, The Ghetto.
Okay.
This came out in 1970.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful album. This is the second track off Side 2, Donny Hathaway with The Ghetto here on ES Beats.
Toodles!
Is the ghetto showing up now? Oh, yeah.
Version of Blue Suede Shoes there. That was Jimi Hendrix.
Yes.
Off his, it was actually an international release, Midnight Lightning. It was not an official album.
Oh.
It's got a lot of blues on it. His interpretation of blues. Mm. When I was a little kid, well, not little, but I mean, when I was a kid, I think I was like 15 or something. Up until that point, I'd been really into pop music. And I went into Oxford. We lived in England at the time. I went into Oxford and got this, like, Jimi Hendrix greatest hits on tape.
Mm.
And it changed my life. I mean, my parents were not, I don't think they were big fans, but I used to blast it, like, blast it out of around the house. I know DJ Grandpa wasn't a fan. I think DJ Grandma likes a few of the songs, but not a lot. But I couldn't get enough of him. He was really just, was amazing. And, I went back into this record store that was in Oxford, and they had this Midnight Lightning. It was an import from Denmark on cassette, which is what we just heard. It's the first track off the second side. And it was just unbelievable. Like, and it was all songs I'd never heard before, or different versions of songs. And then I found it on vinyl, I think maybe 3 years ago. And it just reminded me of this, just finding this tape when I was 15, and just it completely opened up my world to a different kind of music. And then I became a Zeppelin fan and kind of left Jimi Hendrix behind. And but I still go back to him every so often. It's really good with headphones on.
They had a bunch of stuff at Thrill House.
I know.
They had a whole section for him.
I didn't buy any because we already have some really good Hendrix. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was Jimi Hendrix with his version of Blue Suede Shoes from the 1975 release Midnight Lightning. Before that, we had Huey Lewis in the News with Heart and Soul off the Sports, came out in 1983. And we kicked things off with The Ghetto by Donny Hathaway off his 1970 release Everything is Everything. You're listening to ES Beats here on Radio Valencia.fm.
So what did we do about numbers?
Well, we did numbers at the very beginning with the 1975, and or maybe we started with A and we're going to do numbers at the end.
Yeah, we didn't.
We're saving numbers for the end then, because I do have a whole section in
Because I was going to say, how does that work?
I think we started with A, but we do have... We do have numbers. We have all of our bands associated with numbers. There's not a lot, but we've got the 1975, 10,000 Maniacs. Mm-hmm. There's a few.
Yeah.
But no, we started off, I think, with AC/DC and a bunch of A's. So we also have movie soundtracks to get to, too.
Oh, boy.
That's going to be a few weeks. That's going to be a few weeks.
It'll take a while.
We have a whole drawer dedicated
to
film soundtracks.
I feel like you should time that around the Oscars.
Well, yeah. Well, no, because we've got to go in order. We're purists. We are purists. No, we are purists, Lovey. We are purists. We're at H, and then we go to I and J and K and so on and so forth. Sure. We've got to be purists.
Okay.
So wherever you are, thank you for joining us today. Yes. It is kind of an overcast here in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. It's not
Well, it's
not
supposed to start
chilly.
Raining tomorrow, I think.
I think we get rain tomorrow, and it doesn't really go away for a while.
No.
And I know we've got people tuned in from all over, which is always lovely.
Yes.
I think DJ Q-Nut was listening at home, kind of forced to because we left it on.
Well, she doesn't have a choice, really. It's on in the hallway.
It's on in the hallway and in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. And in the kitchen, actually. It's
yes.
On in the kitchen.
Well, the kiddies like to listen.
They love it.
Yes.
Because they hear our voices, they think you're getting fed.
Probably.
How are you doing on this beautiful Valentine's Day, Lovey?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well.
We had a lovely evening. I've been out of town. It was unexpected. Mm. Went to New York for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting too old for that, by the way. Real world went...
2 days.
2 days. Like, literally New York for 2 days. Just too old for that. It's just...
Mm.
Anyway, it was a good trip. Good work trip. Mm. And glad to be back home. I woke up with a little bit of a scratchy throat this morning, which has me a little worried. I just need to just slow down.
Yeah.
But we did go out yesterday. We went out for an early curry.
Yes.
Really so early. It was like good. 5 o'clock, 5:30. We were the first people in there. It was amazing.
Well, no. There was a cute couple
with their
baby.
Baby,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then instead of going home, we went down to the Royal Cuckoo.
So great.
Lounge, which is just this phenomenal bar here in San Francisco.
Eclectic. Yeah.
With the most phenomenal vinyl selection.
Mm-hmm.
And always busy.
And the owners are there.
They're always there serving drinks and having drinks with their regulars.
On vinyl.
And putting vinyl on the whole time. And there was music, but we didn't stay long enough for the music.
The organist.
It usually starts around 8:30 on the weekends, 8:30 at 9.
But we were there at 8:30.
He hadn't started yet, but he was coming. Anyway, and then this evening we're doing sushi. But I don't know where we're going. It's a surprise.
No, it's a new place. Yeah.
And I don't know what everyone else they'll got out there for Valentine's Day. I made my lovely bride a full fry-up this morning.
Yes.
Breakfast in bed, which didn't last very long. We had breakfast in the kitchen in the end because it was just too much with the cats. But and then my wife got me toilet paper. So, you know, it's just been a lovely, romantic...
Yes, but it says, I love the shit out of you.
It is very... It is on point.
I thought was very...
It is very on brand and on point. You love the shit out of me.
It just made me giggle so much.
All right, anyway. So let's get back to some music.
Mm-hmm.
I know that a lot of people that are regular listeners are not as active right now as they usually are. We've got people that are coming out of hip surgery.
Right, yes.
We've got people, poor Mary out there, Mary in El Dorado Hills, with her sciatica.
Oh,
I'm sorry to do this to you, but to you and DJ Grandpa, this song goes out to you. Try not to dance. Here's some more rock and roll.
Toodles.
Let's do that again.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. What you glad right? So join me, hot. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock. Two, three, and four. If the band slows down, we'll yell for more. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. 6 and 7. We'll be right in 7th heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Oh, well, it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2. I'll be going strong and so will you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock.
Saturday comes with the lamb and the full soul. Ten lanes and tall boys going both ways. El Dorado riding on the fringe. Aztec princess, take revenge, take revenge. This ain't my style, this ain't my home. I'm going where it's safe to roam. Take me all the way back to the wild frontier. Well, I'm counting the miles, seeing her smile in the wild frontier. Electric sun, electric hair, leather skin, leather underwear. She said, hey, you know I'm getting in the business. Come on over, I'll show you where some affection is. This ain't my style, this ain't my home. I'm going where it's safe to roam. Take me all the way back to the wild frontier. Oh, I'm counting the miles, seeing her smile in the wild. We'll be right back.
just ain't fair.
His Golden Messenger there with Sanctuary off his 2021 album, Quietly Blowing It.
That's a good one.
It's amazing. I mean, I obviously I'm a huge fan. We were talking about it on the way down. There's only one artist that I own more of on vinyl. It's Springsteen, I think.
Yeah.
Well, obviously. I mean, we could do
a whole show.
We've got 2 months. We could do, if we wanted to.
Wow.
Of old Springsteen. We have an entire row of Springsteen at home. Anyway, but his Golden Messenger, you were saying, when we were talking about this before the show started, I pick up his album every time I go because there's not an album he's made that I don't like.
Yeah.
Like literally every album. Speaking of which, he has a new album coming out on April 30th. And yeah, April 30th of this year. And he just released a single. The single is called In the Middle of It. And the album is called I'm People. But I can't play it because it's not vinyl. I don't own it on vinyl.
All right.
Otherwise, you'd be hearing his new one. We kicked that last block off with Bill Haley and his Comets, with We're Gonna Rock Around the Clock, the original theme song to Happy Days. That was the original theme tune before they did the one, two, what was it? Sunday, Monday, Happy Days.
Yeah, Sunday,
for the first season,
Happy
I think.
Days.
I don't know if it was the whole season, but when it first came on TV, it was the Bill Haley song. Then we had Saturday's Song by His Golden Messenger from Lateness of Dances, the 2014 album. Phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Bruce Hornsby in the Range there from The Way It Is, from their debut album, 1986. But I chose a more obscure song, The Wild Frontier, a little more upbeat instead of the cliche The Way It Is or Mandolin Rain, which I'd played both songs on the show before, so I thought I'd play something different. And it was actually DJ Original Brewer's recommendation to do the same.
Uh-huh.
And then we had Sanctuary, like I said, also from His, with two S's, His Golden Messenger,
mm-hmm,
here on ES Beats.
Yes.
I am DJ ESB, joined in the studio by the lovely Original Brewer here on Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there.
Yes.
We love you all, and we thank you for listening, mm-hmm, and spending some of your day with us. Always a pleasure for us.
Absolutely.
Every Saturday from 2 till 4 on the amazing Radio Valencia. FM. Go to the homepage there, and you can see all the shows we've got every day of the week.
Missions from the Mission.
Correct. And there's some great stuff on there. We have an event coming up on the 28th.
Oh.
I announced, I've been talking about it a little bit on the last few weeks.
On Broadway.
It's 443 Broadway, February 28th. We are co-presenting the 50-year celebration of punk in San Francisco.
Oh, hey now.
It starts at 3 in the afternoon. I can't read the writing on the wall here, but and yeah,
3 to 7,
and then 7 till 11:30. And yeah, it's gonna be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrating punk, but if that's not your jam, there may be something next Friday that's your jam. We're gonna be there at our good friends at our good friends at the Hotel Utah have a live show on Friday night, the 20th.
Yeah.
And the Famous will be on stage. That's right, the Famous.
Yep.
Friends of our show, friends of the station.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be great to see them live. They've been playing a lot of local shows lately, and we haven't been able to go to any of them.
No.
And so I'm determined to make this one. So next Friday, if you don't have plans,
Hotel Utah.
Join us at the Hotel Utah here in San Francisco. And we'll be there to see the famous. I can't remember who else is playing, but that's really all I care about. And I'll see everyone else, too. That'd be great.
Course,
and then don't forget, on the 28th, the 50-year celebration of punk in San Francisco. Lots of great stuff there. And that is at 443 Broadway here in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Should we get back to some music?
Let's do it.
We're doing the letter H. We pulled all of our personal vinyl into the studio. We've been doing it every week since my birthday last year, and doing it Sesame Street style. So brought to you by a letter. This week's show is brought to you by the letter H.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, we have this beautiful framed picture above our record player. We've had it for a long time, and it was inspired by the debut album by the Happy Mondays, Manchester's own. So get mad for it, everyone.
Yep.
Here come the Happy Mondays.
Toodles.
Oh, so damn good.
Don't you know we can make